KBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough.
Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban. And President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. It's not just the sports world, but the entire state of Wisconsin is mourning today. We lost a true Wisconsin original. Bob Uecker has died. The Milwaukee Brewers made the announcement yesterday morning. After his career on the field for baseball, he became the voice of the crew back in 1971. Uecker was on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson more than 100 times. It was Carson who nicknamed him Mr. Baseball, and he took that persona and nickname to the big screen when he starred in the movie Major League. Uecker had been battling lung cancer since 2023. He was 90 years old. Wisconsin Consumer Protection is tracking a worrisome new scam targeting families caring for elderly relatives. Director Michelle Reinen says the crooks show up at your door offering to help with hospice care for your elderly relative. The crooks will claim that they'll set up consumers with free in-home services like cooking, cleaning, and home health care. What the criminals are actually after is Medicare and Medicaid payments and accounts. Reinen says hospice isn't home care. It's a special end-of-life care and reminds people that Medicare will never come to your door to offer services. Over 100 workers with the Orbis Corporation will be out of a job when the company consolidates its Menasha operations with a new facility in Greenville, Texas. The company filed a WARN notice with the Department of Workforce Development announcing layoffs would begin on March 16th and will continue until all operations have been moved to Texas. The company said some of the 109 employees who will be laid off may be offered jobs at Menasha packing facilities throughout the Fox Valley. Menasha Packaging is a division of the Orbis Corporation. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks won four of their last five games. They host the Raptors tonight. Now, they beat the Magic on Wednesday. On Tuesday, they ended the Kings' seven-game winning streak. But on Sunday, they got blown out by the Knicks. Head coach Doc Rivers.
Tonight, I thought we were high energy. The other night, we had no energy. The good part of that is it makes you know you can play against anybody. The bad part of that is if you don't have it, you can lose against anybody, and we've shown that too much.
Baseball players and coaches remembering Bob Uecker, who died after a battle with lung cancer. I asked Ryan Braun if he relied on Uecker as a confidant and friend.
Yeah, I think it always felt like a safe space when you were having a conversation with him. He was almost like a team psychiatrist or psychologist where you knew that you could talk to him about anything, you could fully trust him, you valued his feedback and his opinion, and you knew that anything that you shared, you could trust that he was going to do right by you.
That's former Brewer Ryan Braun. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matinair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino the Mayor, here in a beautiful Friday morning. 28 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 20 in Oshkosh. Coming your way, 97.9 FM, WGBW downtown Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM at WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app and AM, 1590 AM and 1100. Is it 1100?
My goodness, John, yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
For the last year.
Only been doing this for 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years.
I'm going to get it straight pretty soon. Hey, welcome. Introduce our special guest.
You know,
Jim.
Before that, just food. You got to have it, right? Shelter, food, education. And you guys have this partnership that I think is super unique to Northeast Wisconsin. So we have Patty Habeck.
Habeck,
okay. All right.
And CEO of Feeding America.
Yes. And Beth Burns.
Vice President of Student Success, Fox Valley Technical College.
All right. They put together just a very
something
unique,
I've never heard of before.
This refrigerated food lockers for students. So tell us about that. I mean, why don't you start with the Feeding America part?
Sure. So Feeding America East Wisconsin is really
looking
at...
And this is Patty,
at,
by the way.
Yes. Thank you. Is really looking at these new opportunities to partner with community to do new distribution to where we want to make sure that that students and others in our community have access to food. Fox Valley Technical College was an obvious partner. They're very interested in making sure that their students are really have the resources that they need that they can be successful at schools. So we came together in conversation, and now we have actually placed our very first refrigerated food locker right there on campus. It's outside, so the students can access it 24/7. And it's an exciting innovation, but more importantly, it's a really important partnership in community to make sure that our students that are going to the technical college have what they need so they can be successful.
Well, and a lot of them, you know, have other jobs and they're really busy. And, you know, it's not a stretch. It's the old cliche about ramen noodles when you're in college. But that's the truth for a lot of kids.
It is. And what we want to do is get beyond that. And what we want are these students to have healthy, nutritious, and most importantly, choice.
And I shouldn't say kids. Let me take that word away. Go ahead.
Really have choice around the food that they do. So what they do is they go online, they choose from a menu, much like you would do if you were ordering from a grocery store, choose from a menu of options. We package those options unique to the student. We deliver it to a unique locker, and that student is able to pick it up, and it includes fresh and nutritious fresh product, refrigerated product, shelf-stable product, and it's really what they want to eat and serve themselves and their families.
Awesome.
That's, like, really awesome. And what a, I don't want to call it a marketing tool, but what a great thing you're doing for students. Like Johnny said, they're busy, but they also don't have a lot of money.
And this is Beth Burns, Vice President of Student Success.
Hi. Thank you. So we actually do have a food pantry on our Appleton campus, and it's run through our student life department. We also do provide some food to students at our regional centers and training centers throughout our district. But of course, their access to that food is only when our offices are open and someone's there to provide the service to them. And so the partnership with Feeding America just gives our students now another source of food, some support to them that's not reliant on when we are in the office. And it's also anonymous. You know, sometimes it might be difficult to walk in to one of our offices and walk out with a bag of groceries.
But let's say something else. Fast food is not cheap anymore. You know, people don't cheap fast food. You go to, I mean, for some of these people on limited budgets when they're paying for school and trying to work part-time jobs, that's a big expense.
It is, and especially with food prices right now, and that is. And to be able to lift this off the expenses of the
Absolutely.
Students when they're trying to make sure that they're finishing their program and they're working and many, many other
a lot
things
of stress.
And the pressures. We're really excited to be able to provide this. It was a grant that we were able to receive to place these lockers and to be in partnership and to support the food needs for the next year.
Okay. I think this is really unique. I haven't really seen this before. So let's walk through a student. So I'm a student at Fox Valley Tech and don't have a lot of money and don't have a lot of time. And so I go to this website and see this menu.
Correct. So the students will, they are identified by the technical college, and then they do have access. They get the code that they need to go and order from the menu. And then when they're over at school, they're able to use the code to get into their locker and pick up the food.
And what about the timing on that? So what is it, the next day you pick it up, or how does that work?
I think the app has the students have the opportunity to choose. There are an option of available dates and times where the food will be ready. And so the students make that choice themselves.
So when they order that menu, does somebody else then take that order and put their package together?
We do. We do that at our Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin office and then just deliver it already packed into those lockers. Those lockers are actually monitored. So if a student says they're picking it up and they haven't picked it up because it has fresh and perishable foods in it, we monitor that to make sure that they've picked it up. And if not, we'll contact the student and say, are you going to pick it up?
I would have given to have this in college.
Right.
This is fantastic.
But John would have been ordering nachos and beer. The game starts in a half hour.
How many times can you order? How many orders can I put in? Yeah, that's true.
No, that's pretty cool. Every once a week, is that an average or do they...
Right now, we do have them visiting a couple times a month. Usually around once a week. So we're supporting at this point. This pilot is really for about 50 students.
Yeah.
And so we're making sure that they have enough to support their food needs. But we're also just kind of getting this rolling. And so we're trying to figure out what is the right cadence.
Right.
How did you come up with that? I mean, is this used at other schools? I've never heard of it.
Yes. It is not necessarily new technology for the retail industry, but it is new technology for food banks like us to be able to provide. I know that it's such a great model. It can be placed anywhere. It can be placed at libraries or Boys and Girls Clubs.
That's what I was going to say. If this works, I mean.
Absolutely.
Talk about dissecting the cadence. That's going to be fun to look at that and say, do you know really these college kids order X? This is the most popular, and this is the day they like to order, and this, you know what I mean? Like, and once you get that down, you can expand this a little quicker. So this is kind of a little bit of a pilot, but it sounds like you're pretty committed to it.
We are, and we wouldn't be able to do this if Fox Valley Technical College wasn't really open to testing this. So they went out of their way. They were so excited. They poured a cement pad outside, and they put in security and lights and everything. They were extremely thoughtful partners in how we can make this very successful pilot.
Wow. Unbelievable.
And that looks like quite an investment. I mean, that's...
The actual refrigerator. Yeah. The locker. Yeah, those are cool.
Correct.
And that was through this grant?
Absolutely. It's through the grant that Feeding America received.
Okay. Wow.
Really...
Can you say who that was from? Or?
Actually, I would, but I, off the top of my mind,
Sure.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's not a local grant. It was actually a regional grant. Yeah.
Got it.
And how did you get the word out to the students at Fox Valley?
So when we initially started the pilot in December, the opportunity went out to the students who were actually using our food pantry on our campus.
Sure.
And since then, we have been expanding the marketing to other students. So, you know, we're hoping that, you know, that the students take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
You know, because like you were saying, college is expensive. A lot of our students...
You don't have a lot of free time.
They don't have a lot of free time. A lot of our students are going to cut down on their workload and things like that. So any type of support that they can get.
The student, if they feel like this is, I don't know, a gift or something, they could be pretty anonymous with this, right? I mean, you could order it online and then pick it up at 10 at night.
Absolutely.
I got to ask you guys, so first of all, Patty, Feeding America, how do you guys do it? You guys give away more food than any 10 entities I've ever seen combined.
We are a very, very large, we're actually even a large food bank nationally. We have, we support more than 500,000 people, but we do it through a network. We could not do it alone. We have to do it through partnership. We have to do it through a network. We're distributing tens of millions of pounds, hundreds of thousands of pounds go out daily. So that scale can only be done in partnership. And so what we say is the buildings that you see in Appleton, or we have a much larger one in Milwaukee, those buildings are just the tool. What is Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is the network. It is all the pantries. It is all the community entities. It's the donors. It's the corporations. It's the community that really supports our ability to get the food and distribute the food.
I mean, nobody goes hungry if you guys are around.
Well, that's what we like to think. So that's our goal.
And I think when you look at, I work at a homeless shelter, and we couldn't do it without lot of people. I mean, you especially, and Commodities comes in and drops off things. We've got a couple local people here that will drop off the meat, chicken that we need. But we all got to work together. This siloed thing, you just can't do it all.
No, and that's my biggest message is what's most misunderstood about what any of the work that we do in hunger relief is that, you know, it's this entity or that entity that's able to do it. No one can do it alone. No. Not us, not our brand, not our size, nothing. If you go on our website and look at something called Map the Meal Gap, it'll break down for you the exact cost of what it will feed, or how much it costs to feed individuals based on the numbers and the census data. And I will tell you that we will never buy our way out of hunger. We can never raise enough money. And so we have to do partnerships like Fox Valley Technical College. We have to do partnerships with community. And once we all understand that this is not a competition, this is a collaborative, and let's go end to end and stretch those resources.
That's awesome. I mean, and everyone has to say what you just said, because that's the way it's going to be more efficient. It's going to get to the people in need. There's students, there's low income. You got the census tracts all over the place. But, I mean, it's just really important that people work together. Hey, at Fox Valley, how is it going there? How are the students doing? We talk a lot about, you know, housing. We talk about the first responders. And a lot of that comes right through your college.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have so many programs, like you said, with the public safety, with healthcare.
Building homes, you know, that's what, when I talk about housing, I'm talking about the residential, electrician, plumbing.
You guys have a great program for that, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. And so all of the support that all those students need, right, to be successful, we love to partner with organizations like Feeding America, other types of organizations that can provide the support that possibly we are not the experts in providing.
I got to tell you, one of our more wonderful, Christine Ambrose, a mortgage broker here. She comes on once a week, and she was talking with developers and home builders. That, man, if more kids would just go into the trades, we will give them the greatest job starting out. And you guys prepare a lot of these young people for that, don't you?
Yep, absolutely. We just opened a brand new training center in Oshkosh for our residential.
I want to come to your truck driving school.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, I'd love to be a truck driver and stop at truck stops and great pies and stuff. Thank you so much. Patty, thank you for your due Feeding America. Beth, thank you for your due for Fox Valley.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys.
We'll be back with Dennis. Back up this.
Find you with the working girls. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
We've had some wonderful guests today. Lisa Hale, Mark Hewson, Lance Allen, Nicole Stockman, Patty Habeck, CEO of Feeding America, and Beth Burns, Vice President of Student Success at Fox Valley Technical College. Great idea, refrigerated food lockers for students. Now we've got Dennis Peters from the Glam Band and the host of our music segment brought to you by Heights Pub and Parlor. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, we got to back up a week. What did you think of that Packer game? Because you and I, every Friday, we always sit and talk. What did you think, buddy?
Well, I don't think they came to play.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, there's something.
Josh Jacobs did.
There is something going on in that locker room that's been going festering for a few weeks, and I think Tucker Kraft was on to that. I think he was. If you listen to his
his sound bites.
Yeah, I think he's giving it away. He's telling you what's going on right there. There's some people that don't want to be there. I'm not going to mention any names, number 23 or anything like that. But there's some folks that don't want to be there.
Yeah, yeah, and it's too bad because. You know, we put such big money into Jair Alexander and some other people. And even like Bakhtiari a few years back. I mean,
yes.
And there's just no return. And that's what hurts.
All these first round picks.
Yes.
Too, you know, and I saw that they axed their defensive line coach yesterday. Well, that stands to reason, though. Jeff Hafley being the D.C., that's not his guy that he came in with anyway. Yeah. So he inherited that guy.
But he might be interviewing for some head coaching jobs.
Jets. We'll see.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised if he goes there.
You know, Mark Tauscher kind of went off the other day.
Okay.
And about the way the head coach acts on the sidelines goes a long way into how your players receive that and how they act. And he said he thought like a call would go the wrong way. And he would just go ballistic and screaming and yelling and like almost like out of control. And he said, you'd be surprised. That's not what you want on the sidelines of a head coach. I mean, maybe some guy, Jim Harbaugh used to be that way, and then he calmed down. But he thinks he needs to be a little bit more in control.
In control. And to be more in control is also more an intelligent approach.
Right.
You know, if you come from a whining about this call, here's what you do then. If you want to be that guy, let somebody else be the offensive coordinator, and you focus on the timeouts, the situational stuff, and then be that guy.
Great point.
But let somebody else take control of the offensive coordinator
that
position.
That is a great point.
Well, call
the
plays.
What we learned this year, I think there were so many years where we were one play away. You know, the Giants game, the Seattle game, just one play.
Yeah.
This what I learned this year is there's just some really good teams out there.
There is.
We're good, but I don't know. I'm not like really that upset. I'm upset. I'd like to see him go to the Super Bowl, but yeah. I'm not surprised. Whereas some of those years, it was like it was one play, and so it's a little tougher. But we got work to do, and I think that's what I learned.
It's still not ready for prime time. They're still the youngest team in the NFL.
But like, let me say this: you can't hang your head on that too much because the Bears in '85 were the youngest team in the NFL, and we thought they were going to be dominant for years. The Baltimore Ravens, when they won the championship that one year with Ray Lewis and everybody, youngest team in the league, they never won again.
And the Packers passed on him in the draft.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
No, they did not. They had the next pick. The Packers called Ray Lewis. I'm reading a book on this, too. Packers called Ray Lewis, said, we're taking you with the 27th pick. We're glad you're there. Stand by. Baltimore is not going to take you. And Baltimore, or whoever it was, made a trade with Baltimore, and Baltimore took him.
That's right. I forgot that part.
That's right. Because they wanted him. So they would have had at linebacker Ray Lewis, Wayne Simmons, Byron Williams, who was very underrated on the outside.
But the common denominator with all those three, they were mean as you know
exactly.
what.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
Can you imagine? He'd be Wayne Simmons would be on one side behind Reggie White.
Yeah.
Somebody else would be on the other side from Sean Jones. Somebody else would be right behind Gilbert Brown. How formidable of a defensive line is that?
Got a nickname for him right now, Reggie White and the Altar Boys.
I like it.
Can you imagine that?
Ash, if I ever own a bar restaurant, that's what I'm going to call it, Mino and the Altar Boys.
Ooh.
Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. No, that sounds a little. We're not going to name it that.
No. It's too much.
Yeah. So I was at your place the other night.
Yes.
And, of course, I had the sweet potato fries. But I had that burger with the bacon on it.
The bourbon burger?
The bourbon burger. I couldn't finish it. It's so big.
So tasty. It is a big sandwich.
There are many times I have to take a take-home box. But yeah. I had to take one. That is so big.
It is big.
It's so good.
It is good.
It's really good.
It's
How are things
good.
Going over there? You're busy.
Good. Yeah. It's been great.
I like that.
We had the Packers Hall of Fame staff for their winter outing Wednesday night.
Oh, that's cool.
So that was really cool.
Were they upstairs?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
We had
good
to show
time.
Them a good time. Good for you.
Yeah. And we had some Associated Bank people last night for a little get together. So it's been really good.
That's an underrated place that you have upstairs or if people haven't been to it.
Yes.
They have to know about that.
Oh, indeed.
It's beautiful.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That building is 150 years old?
1887, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I think that's right. Yeah.
Gee whiz.
Up on the top of the thing.
Yeah.
I have a lot of political fundraisers up there, too. I mean, that's just a fun place.
Is.
And the bar, it's just the layout up there is, like, awesome for a reception.
Yep, exactly.
How do people book a room there?
You can go to our website at heightsgb.com. You can call us.
Somewhere.
What are we going to call you?
Oh, gosh. I should know that.
All you got to do is look in your phone. And it'll say phone number.
Check out our Facebook page. You can give us a call. Yeah. And I am your person for booking, so just get a hold of me.
Your number's still 911?
Yes.
Alrighty then.
What are some of the good things on the menu this weekend?
Well, it's Friday, so we've got our fish. So stop in, get some fish. Ooh. And we've got some new featured plates, the pork poutine.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound great? Country ham sandwich. And then also we have our one-year anniversary coming up on January 29th.
Okay.
So on the 27th, 28th, and 29th, we are going to do happy hour pricing for our drinks all day. So that's $4 rail mixers.
Hello.
$4 draft beer.
Hello.
And $3 bottles of beer.
Oh. Phenomenal.
As well as half-off appetizers. So,
phenomenal. By the way, your number is 920-309-8132.
Thank you, Mino.
You're very welcome.
Please
get you
call in.
309-8132.
You got to change that number and make it roll off. You know.
Do you eat your own food there? I mean, like,
every day.
Do you? I was wondering about that.
She's still smiling. That's good stuff.
I try to keep it a little bit healthy, so I'll go with like the classic chicken sandwich with some fries.
I think it's important that I hope you allow the staff to eat at maybe a discount.
Oh, yeah.
But when you ask them what's good, I hate that one. I never had it.
Yeah.
Never had it.
I want them to know exactly.
Right? That's me when it comes to the soup because I'm not a soup eater, but.
You like the soup. The soup is a good.
Like Brian always has the soup.
Yeah.
You know, so it just, you know.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or even if they make it up. I saw the chef loves it. It's his favorite.
No, it's the best.
Yeah.
give yourself a plug again. who you are and where you are.
I'm Ashley at Heights Pub and Parlor. Stop in this weekend and see us for some fish.
And if you want to have a get-together upstairs, rent that room.
Yes.
Thank you for supplying everything you do for our segment right here.
You got
it.
Back
with music after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new report shows Wisconsinites are being put in jail for unpaid parking and traffic tickets, and people of color are at higher risk. The report by the ACLU of Wisconsin shows most municipal courts across the state do not issue jail sentences or fines known as carceral sanctions, but some still do. ACLU senior attorney Emma Shankshaft says it seems that burden falls harder on under-resourced residents.
The detrimental effects of these forfeitures in general, and especially warrants and commitments, fall disproportionately on communities without resources, financial resources, and people of color.
Of the more than 200 municipal courts in Wisconsin, the report says about 52 still impose jail time and fines. Shankshaft says court-provided data shows about 70% of warrants and about 50% of commitments issued in Milwaukee between January 2023 and August of 2024 were for defendants who are Black. Several municipal courts in northeast Wisconsin do currently issue warrants or commitments. They include Green Bay, Ashwaubenon, Brilliant, and Northern Wapaka County Joint, just to name a few. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released new data showing a majority of teens in the state have been affected by mental health issues. According to their data, the number of kids and teens that have experienced depression has risen by 42% over the last decade, particularly in girls and teens who identify as LGBTQ. Officials also say that while the number of mental health professionals in schools has increased in recent years, the total number is still below recommended levels, especially in more rural areas. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together. The crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. In Oh My Gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jamesco, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. One of our favorite parts of the entire week. It is our Heights Pub and Parlor music series. Our guests today, Isaiah and the New People. Dennis?
All of them. They're all here today. Gentlemen, good to see you today. We were just talking a little bit behind this, in the, what do you call it, the green room.
Yeah.
The green room.
We've got a green room.
Or is it the Green Bay room? I'm not sure.
Whatever it is.
And it's always awesome watching these people come in. I want to thank Amanda, too, for bringing these fine folks in. I had nothing to do with it. It's all her fault. She brings in the coolest cats around. Yeah. And without that, I mean, I don't get out to see these fine musicians.
And you're kind of working some of the
sometimes,
same
sometimes. Sometimes. So, Amanda, thank you for what you do. And this is it's so cool to sit down and talk to people about what they do, who they are, what they're about, what got them in the game and to begin with. Game.
And, you know, I just want to say one thing. We were at an event last night, Kevin Van Ness, Talk of the Town, his jazz band.
Yes.
At Legacy up there. And we were talking a little bit about that. And he was, you know, giving us a little back and forth. And I said, you know, Dennis, every week we ask our musicians who come in, what was the spark? Who gave you that confidence? And he was a band teacher for years and years and years at Washington. And so many people said him. Wow. So it's really cool when we get people like yourselves in here, Isaiah, and everything. We know that there's somebody in your background that said, no, really, you can do this. So we always want to start out with that question. Who helped get you here?
Honestly, I would say Michael Flatley from
Riverdance.
Yeah, just in general, I'm like, that guy.
Sure got quiet in here.
I know.
The mind's going like, what?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out where that came from.
That was the inspiration originally as a kid.
No kidding.
I got to ask about your name. How'd you guys agree to this, Isaiah and the New People?
I don't think anybody agreed to it.
That's a cool name, actually.
Absolutely.
It's groovy, man.
It comes from a Native American prophecy sort of story. It talks about the seven fires were the original people from this area, this land. The first fire was the Anishinaabe were told to go to Turtle Island.
We were just talking about that.
Yeah. So then,
oh, really?
Sure you were. No.
Okay. I was like, oh, that's weird. But so it comes from that. It's like a Native American thing.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's cool.
Love it.
Very cool.
Man. So, okay. So I'm still trying to, let's figure out, let's connect that connection, if that makes any sense. Michael Flatley. So what was it? Was it the
Irish music?
Yeah, it was just like there was just so theatrical, and they would just build, you know, and like you'd start, and then all of a sudden there's all these other people coming in and running around, and like as a kid I was like I just really enjoyed watching that.
I went to they were at the Widener one time, and I went and saw that. You want to talk about some athletes?
Yeah,
those people are athletes.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
and that's cool. We can talk about it. You know that's awesome.
Yeah,
you know so. Gentlemen, if you could introduce these fine fellas here,
he's got Mike's
the new peeps.
Well, we got Rick Spatula Armstrong. He's on drums, and then Starfish is the.
Wait a minute, wasn't he supposed to give a little?
There we go.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Symbol.
Oh, you're allowed. Right.
Then we have Starfish. He plays lead guitar, and we have Duffy, who plays bass guitar.
Nice.
All their real names. That's cool.
Right?
I thought that was a code word for something. If you're in trouble, that's the code word.
Starfish.
Starfish, yeah.
Sorry, man. I don't get out much.
Well, tell us the type of music you play.
We call it Western Psychedelic Folk.
Yes. I
love it.
Yes.
We play pretty much original music. I guess you could say it's kind of indie rock in a sense, but yeah, it's kind of like that.
It's original stuff?
Yeah, it's all original.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. And how do you get your inspiration to do the writing? You guys work together on that, or somebody come in an individual piece and say, look, you guys, I got it?
Some of both, but Isaiah is by far the main songwriter here.
Some of both, but Isaiah is the main songwriter. Okay.
That's why it's we'll Isaiah and the new guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote a bunch of songs because I was playing solo for a while, and now, like, this group just kind of formed. And so now we're just, like, workshopping all the songs and adding little things and making them a little more dynamic. And that's kind of what we're doing right
that's
now.
That's a lovely time of putting a band together. That is the special time, you know. So grasp that, be in the moment with that, and enjoy the process, man. For as long as that ride goes, you know, that's the a musical time, you know?
Let's hear some.
Let's hear it, man. I want to hear some of that. Was it psychedelic country?
Yeah, sure, that's it. And Western. Yeah.
Good, John.
Western psychedelic country.
Okay, I was close, all right. All right.
Sorry about that.
My dad used to always say, don't be sorry, be yourself.
Did
does. That, I could listen to that all day. I said, Johnny.
Yes.
That is great music.
Thank you. Totally agree.
If you ever have them at the Heights,
would you let us know? Where are you guys playing?
We'll come.
I mean, this is good stuff.
Talk into the microphone, Ashley, instead of having it in your lap.
Absolutely.
Yeah, wasn't that awesome? Dennis, talk to me.
That's perfectly pleasant.
Right?
You know? Yeah. Good gracious, fellas.
I got to tell you, if you enjoyed that, tomorrow night on this radio station during Max Inc., they'll be performing live again.
Oh, all right. No kidding.
Yes.
That'll
be across the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. Statewide.
We got to blast that. Yeah. Pay attention to that, kids.
Well, you talk about building. That was just sitting 2 feet away, a foot and a half away from you. Just watching that build was awesome.
Yeah, thanks. You kind of hear, you see what I'm saying with that Irish kind of rhythm?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. But I got to ask you, okay, so these are some instruments I've never seen before. Okay, did something break off
guitar,
your guitar
John.
There?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay, what is that?
On purpose.
Can you come here one sec?
That's a Steinberger bass for those keeping score at home.
Yeah.
Steinberger basses were very popular for a period of time. And I particularly love the Steinberger bass because there's a sound to them. If you play a slap bass to the Steinberger bass, you'll hear it, you'll know it.
It's just
a beautiful sound to it. It's just, you know, I'll let you speak.
Yeah,
forgive me.
I mean, Dennis is right, but this is actually a Steinberger licensed copy.
I won't tell anyone.
And it's all wood, so it's not a graphite instrument, but they're all just bass guitars, you know.
What goes on here stays here. So.
And I love what you guys do. What's this called? The drum unit type thing you have here.
That's a cajon.
A cajon?
It's a cajon, man.
Yeah, it's a cajon. It's just like a percussion. There's kind of a bass sound on the bottom and a snare sound on the top, and I use a foot pedal so I can do more with my hands.
What do you use? I can't see the contact. What do you use to contact the cajon? Because
I have a direct drive foot pedal.
A foot pedal?
Yeah. Like a bass drum pedal.
Oh, I see. You got to talk about the contact that you make with that. What is that made from?
It's just like a, I don't know, some sort of fur.
Fur. See, I use a tennis ball on mine. And it hits too hard.
Yeah.
You know, so I like that.
I have
softer
a bunch
approach.
Of different textured ones and density and whatever. And this is just, I don't know, for the sound for this room. Like that's
It's a nice approach.
Soft hit.
I want to talk to you too. Pick the mic. Tell me about the sound that you bring with what you play.
That guitar looks old.
I play lead guitar, so try to complement his strumming with like some more melodic stuff. This is it's not an old guitar. It's actually a new guitar, but this is built more like a mandolin than it is a guitar, so it has a brighter sound.
Okay.
Absolutely. I can hear that.
Than his acoustic. But usually, like full band, I play electric guitar, so...
It's so cool, like we said, the harmony you guys had, or the teamwork, the synergy, whatever you call it, as you guys were building together with each individual sound you would hear, but it was all pulled together.
Yeah, I think Starfish said it when he said they complement each other.
Yeah,
just one on the
absolutely.
Other and the other. I think it's, that is, I'm telling you, Dennis used the term pleasant, and I don't know if that's like how you market your music, but I like,
we've never had that sound in this room.
No,
before.
We haven't, and we've had a lot of music in here, but I'm thinking of what were you thinking of, and was it driving along the coastline, or was it sitting at home in front of the fireplace? That is just really great music to listen
to. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing.
Puts you at a place where it's like, okay, this is good.
I'd like to be someplace you guys playing with a glass of red wine or something like that, and just chilling to it.
Every time, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
What are some of the places you guys play at in the Valley?
Right now, we don't have a whole lot of gigs. Our next one is at Three Sheeps Brewery in Sheboygan, and we actually have a bus that's going to be going from the Timber Taps in Kimberly.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to hop on and get a ride from the tap room, Kimberly, and go to Sheboygan, they'll bring you back.
You got to think you guys played at Tanner's some point in your life, didn't you?
I did. I used to be in like this little band called Salmon Run. It was just like an acoustic duo, so I played there. But no, we're just starting. I mean, we just kind of formed this fall, like this group.
No
so,
kidding.
So yeah, we're pretty new to... We just reached out to start getting gigs and stuff.
Well, we want
to
get the word out, Dennis.
Yeah, without a doubt. Whatever you guys are looking to do, let's
hey,
stay
you know
contact.
Where they would sound fantastic? What's the place where you had your wedding
Anywhere.
Reception?
Oh, yeah. Over in
outside of Kakana.
Dundas.
We got lost.
Yeah, we did. But that outdoor bar they have there, you guys would be perfect for there.
That'd be cool.
Be perfect in a lot of places.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I just some music, and I like music a lot, but I mean that's just so easy to get into right away, and it's
the Nut House in Dundas.
The Nut House, that's it in Dundas. Yeah,
and we do. We definitely have more of a rock side to us too. As you know, this is kind of fits the studio and
Well, we want to hear a little bit of that rock. We're going to take a little break. I want to come back, have you guys play a little bit more. That is good stuff.
Give us a little something on the way out to our break, if you don't mind.
All right.
All right.
Want a song about it? Want to hear it? Here it go.
This is the other one we just released. This one's called Lahaina.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody frozen might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Grasping to live.
Ben.
I just slipped this note over to Dennis and Jim. Who does he sound like?
I think he sounds like Isaiah.
But there's somebody else I'm hearing. Who
the
is
new
it?
People.
The new people. There we go.
Who do you get?
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's been a couple, like this last, not this, like last year in the winter, I listened to Dire Straits just like nonstop.
Wow.
And I think that had some influence. But I don't know necessarily specifically.
I hear Soul Manny.
Yeah, I know, but it's so clean.
It's
awesome.
That's great music to have on, you know, just to have on, period, all day.
Thank you.
All day. I mean, I really enjoyed that. I want to come and see you guys. I want to support you. What's that genre of music called again? Like, if I wanted to, now there's certain types of music I like more than others.
When he goes to the record store, what should you look for?
We say Western Spotify. Psychedelic folk.
Okay, that's what it was. I didn't write that down. Western psychedelic folk. It almost doesn't match. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't sound like Western psychedelic to me, but I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we don't know either. We just
Jim's an authority on Western psychedelic.
Because I'm an expert on just Western psychedelic.
When he used to take peyote.
I did.
With the coyotes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. These pillows behind you, boy, are they complimentary.
Did you guys see them kind of communicating between the two?
Oh, yeah. That's no doubt. That's why you talk about compliment. You just turn over and look at the guy. And he's like, okay.
Yep. I was looking at your website while you were playing, and I see you're playing in Terlingua, Texas?
Yeah.
What's that all about, as they say in Canada?
Yeah, I'm just going down for a couple solo shows.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going down pretty much, that's down by the border. It's like right there.
How'd you get that gig?
I just emailed them.
Oh, wow.
But I went down there like 7 years ago, and I was like hiking around in the Big Bend National Park and stuff like that, and I just really liked it down there. It's just really...
What's the tattoo on your wrist?
It's an owl.
Saw that on the website, too.
Yeah, I have a lot of influence I'm just really love the Native American spirituality. It's kind of something that's transformed my life. And so couple years ago, this is a really long story. I hope we have enough time.
But yeah, 2 minutes.
A couple years ago, that last song that we wrote, Lahaina, that chord progression actually we started is from Don't Fear the Reaper.
Oh,
it's the same chord
sure
progression.
Enough.
And so Rick. Blue
Oyster Cult, so I'm not okay. Right.
There's a psychedelic aspect in there.
Right, so Rick and I were actually playing that song.
Back to the Peyote Buttons.
And Rick was playing drums, but then he moved to bass because we had another kid that wanted to play with us, and so we were just getting formed. So it's just myself and Rick at the time. Rick moved to bass, and then this other kid was playing drums, but that we were playing that song. It was like one of the last songs we played together, and then that day I was in a car accident. That kid died.
Oh my God.
And so the owl, then in Native American spirituality, for a lot of people, not even that, but just like it kind of teaches like there's certain animals that show up in your life, and the owl represents like death, but it also represents rebirth. And so the owl to me is just kind of like any day I can, or any moment I can choose to be reborn and be a completely new person and everything.
And that's a logo for your group then too, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah.
Love it. Wow. Heartbreaking story, but wow, inspiring at the same time.
Thank you.
Phenomenal. Great stuff. You know who we got to put him with? Ace Champion. Do you know Ace Champion at all?
Oh, yeah. He's a groovy cat.
A plays flutes and the metallic drums of from 10,000 years ago up through the Native Americans. Boy, could he jam with you guys with what he does.
Oh, yeah. He'd be a great ad.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Be a perfect little marriage with what you guys do.
You guys don't need much.
No, you certainly don't. You guys are awesome.
You guys are pretty good. Awesome.
Okay, how do we get a hold of you? How do we get a hold of your music? How do we reach out to you guys besides your website?
I want to listen to it.
Yeah, the website, IsaiahandTheNewPeople.com, that's pretty much Spotify, everything. That's Isaiah and the New People. You can go to that website. We have our contact information. We also do this little festival called the Cedars Project that's in Little Chute. That comes up in September. It's just like a two-day thing.
You guys do mild music?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we did this last year.
Neat. Isaiah and the New People, you guys are phenomenal. Yeah. And we're not just saying that.
This is great stuff.
To get Jim jamming over here like he was, that's special.
That is a breakthrough. I loved it.
Ashley, Heights Puppet Parlor, thanks for making this possible.
You bet.
See you this weekend.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for a great week. Have a phenomenal weekend. We'll be back again Monday morning. See ya.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Host your private event at one of the most premier event spaces in downtown Green Bay. At Heights Pub and Parlor, we provide parties with an unforgettable experience by blending historic and modern elegance into one atmosphere. Enjoy our second-story parlor while you experience superb service from a personal bartender and handcrafted meals by our kitchen. Plus, you can enjoy the third-story loft to relax and enjoy close company. Schedule your private event today, as 2024 events are filling out fast. Follow us on Facebook or head to heightsgb.com to find out how.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israel's Security Cabinet recommended the ceasefire deal with Hamas that now just needs Israeli government ratification. That's expected. It would stop 15 months of fighting. 33 Israeli hostages would be released over a six-week period, says ABC's Ian Panel in Tel Aviv.
The hostages will be released over a six-week period. They'll be transferred to the military and then taken to one of six designated hospitals with specifically designed private wings to undergo a series of medical evaluations and psychological assessments.
The Biden administration's announced changes to Medicare's list of drugs that will be negotiated directly with drug makers. The list now includes popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic. This means likely savings for taxpayers. Administration officials say they have no plans to enforce the TikTok ban when it takes effect Sunday, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says they have a plan in place to keep the popular app from going dark. This is ABC News.